So here we have now what I would consider a standard or classical spatial display. It's from IBM. And what are we looking at here? I mentioned the example of what if we have data about the Earth, about the ozone hole. Here we have a globe, and we have these surfaces that are being mapped on top of the globe. Yes, now the challenge there is what kind of color coding to use, how you do translucency, how do you make it rapidly enough so that one can rotate it. But you can see by the heights of it and the color, there might be different concentrations, and you can see the hole above Antarctica in terms of, let's say, the ozone hole. And that becomes perceptually, in a way, apparent or noticeable.